Blog Talk Radio.
In the beginning, into the darkness, the Spirit's moving upon the waters. He spoke the words, let there be light. Out of the chaos came the promise, the universe rose and applauded when you commanded the newborn sun to rise. You are the day spring, you are the morning star. Creation splendor speaks of who you are. You are salvation, you are the joy of the earth, restoration comes, hope of the broken world. Into my weakness, into my darkness, your Spirit's moving upon my heart and you speak the word. Let there be light. Into my chaos comes your promise. The new is rising, the old is passed on. You are reviving and making all things right. You are the day spring, you are the morning star. Creation splendor speaks of who you are. You are salvation, you are the joy of the earth, restoration comes, hope of the broken world. Arise, shine, the glory of the Lord is risen. Arise, shine. You are the morning star. Creation splendor speaks of who you are. You are salvation, you are the joy of the earth, restoration comes, hope of the broken world. Restoration comes, hope of the broken world. To my darkness, your Spirit's moving upon my heart and you speak the words, let there be light.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Oops. Let's see here. Okay, that fixed it. Okay, I think it did. All right, let me do my sound check. Greg, are y'all hearing me okay tonight?
Yes, ma'am, I sure am.
Okay, okay. All right, thank you, sir. I'm learning. Well, good afternoon, everybody. I'm glad to have y'all here and glad to be with you. Last Monday, we decided to finally just get away and run down to Fredericksburg and to enjoy the Blue Bonnets for a couple of days. So we were down there last Monday and needed the getaway. As short as it was, of course, it was nearly an eight-hour drive down there and spent all day Tuesday, drove down there Sunday, spent all day Monday just enjoying ourselves and relaxing and enjoying the sightseeing, and then Tuesday drove back. So it was a short trip, but it was an enjoyable trip, and we really, really needed it. So anyhow, thank you guys for just being with us and allowing us time to get away and kind of recharge once in a while. I wanted to talk just a few minutes tonight. I'm not going to talk a long time tonight about going through the tight places. And I think because I'm seeing so many going through those tight squeezes right now that are going through those places that are pressing. And I'll be honest, in this day and time, sometimes it almost seems like it can be constant, that there's kind of one thing behind the next, that you feel like you're going through those narrow places. You know, I've watched Randy going through the things that he's going through with, you know, his wife and her family and all of that, and then the inheritance thing with his own family, and, you know, and then in the process still trying to do ministry and figure out what steps to go forward with all that God's called him to do and all of the decisions he has ahead of him, you know, and the financial things that are coming and such as that. And, you know, and I think all of us are trying to cautiously and wisely inquire of the Lord as far as the financial things that are coming, because there's so much out there. I mean, there's so much word, but there's so much just voices out there right now that it can make people almost panic, you know, and go just every which way, trying to figure out, okay, what do I do? What is really God's way? And I'll be honest, in everything, it still just points back to the Lord. It still just points back to inquiring of God and spending alone time with God. And that itself can be challenging with the schedules that many of us have anymore. You know, luckily we are retired, but having the farm here, the horses, the cows, trying to get a garden out, not having at our age the energy that we have had younger, so it does take more rest, and then some health things going on. It makes it difficult. And then for the ones of you that are still in the workplace and still working, and maybe the ones of you that have kids at home, as well as health issues and various things, that it can be really difficult to find the time to just pull away with God and spend time in his word and time in prayer and time in worship, and to cast the cares on the Lord and to clear our minds and clear our hearts of concerns. So, you know, it's a very real scenario. It's a very real thing that we go through trying to just come into that place of unity with the Lord, of hearing him and getting our hearts at peace and getting our minds at rest so that we can truly hear and tune out the voices, certainly of the news, which, you know, I pray that you all have learned to turn the news off quite a bit and to walk away from the television some, because it truly can be confusing. It can be aggravating and maddening. It can pull on your emotions, and there's just every kind of evil on so much of it, and so swayed back and forth. But anyhow, all of that aside, I know many of you, if not all of you, have been going through tight places and searching for God's will and searching for next steps. Because I know you, as well as me, you've probably had many words from the Lord and many things dropped into your heart that God wants you to do, that you know God has called you to, and things that he has said would be a part of your future. And like, okay, God, what's the priority? What is the first thing I do? What is for this season that I'm in now? You know, what takes priority, God, of starting? Okay, I'm taking steps forward, Lord. What is the first things I need to do? What is the order that I need to move forward in this? And I'm asking God that myself, because I, too, have had numerous things that God has given me words about, numerous things that God has put on my heart. Some of them financially can't all be done at once, and some of them just physically, it's like I can only do so much at a time. So it's a very real question, you know, and it's something that we just have to have God's wisdom about. But I was just looking at some scriptures and things like that, because there are, in the particular, the old times, there are a lot of people that just say fast and pray, you know, fast, you know, do some fasting. And then there's others that people that I've been around too that are in more of the grace movement that say, well, fasting went away, you know, once we came into grace and we're no longer required to fast. And, you know, there were very few times that God just, now that I know that God has just instructed people to fast. And some, I know that there are some that believe that, you know, at any time we can fast and get answers. For me personally, I have found that God led me at times to fast. You know, that he drew me at times. I do personally still believe in fasting. Do I do it on a regular basis? No, I don't. There have been times that I did do it more regularly. Now, not the extended fast like Randy has. You know, Randy's done several, I think, 40-day fast and 30-day fast and things like that. You know, mine were usually like one day or 3 days. I think once or twice did the 21-day Daniel fast. But as far as outright fast, I don't think I've ever done more than like 3 day fast. But particularly, you know, I have done fast as I felt God lead me to do them. And as I've told you before, the first time I ever fasted, and I don't even know other than it came from God, because at 13 years old, I wasn't really aware of fasting. I don't even remember being taught about it much at that point in my life. But God led me on a 3 day fast when I was 13 years old. And afterwards then gave me a dream from God that best I remember was actually the first dream from the Lord that I knew was a dream from the Lord and instructing me. So God does use it, and at times you certainly can break bondages and get breakthrough through fasting. I have to say there was a time here just a few years ago that a ladies group I was a part of, and the one that was leader actually, for lack of a better way of putting it, just jumped my case when I said, asked another person, you know, the church was going to do a fast. And I said, you're going to do the fast, and overheard it and jumped all over me about it. You know, we don't fast anymore, blah, blah, blah. And was shocking. Didn't know some were so adamant against it. So you'll run across all sorts of different beliefs concerning it. And then, like I said, others that I've encountered believe that any time that we're in, you know, that we're encountering trouble, that we could just do a fast and, you know, and believe that we're being breakthrough. And it might, you know, sometimes it might. I don't really know. But for me personally, I have typically fasted when I felt God leading me into a fast. You know, and then there is this scripture about this is the fast we've chosen. And it was about having right attitudes. I didn't pull that scripture up. I could, but just time-wise, I won't. But I can remember my mom. My mom always had, she had three or four scriptures that she, you know, would mention to us quite a bit. But I remember my mom telling me, she said, obedience is greater than sacrifice. And I thought, how very true. Good old mama's words. You know, we look back when our moms are gone and we're grown, and yeah, and we see the wisdom and the things that our mom said and our dad said. Dad really never quoted scripture to us. My mom was the one that spoke scripture to us from time to time, and not a lot of it, but there were things that she said that always made such good sense. But I remember that, you know, that if there's things that the Lord has moved on our heart to do, and we've, and not saying that we necessarily get to everything right then, but things that he's moved in our hearts to do, and maybe we've just refused to do them, or no, I don't want to do that, because that happens too. You see people do that. And yet, might want to fast over another situation. Sometimes we have to go back and check our hearts and check our lives and say, okay, are there things that God asked me to do that I did not do, willingly did not do, that maybe I need to clear that up before I think, okay, if I miss a meal or I miss a week or if I turn the television off for a week, is that going to move God's hand on my behalf? So that that certainly comes into play. You know, and I know I'm preaching to the choir here. You guys know this kind of stuff. But that scripture, obedience is greater than sacrifice, that first and foremost. Let me see. I do have one scripture that, get some glasses on here, that kind of reiterates that. In Proverbs 20, in the 23rd scripture, it said reverence for God, which reverence for God to me is obeying God as well. Reverence for God gives life, happiness, and protection from harm. Now, I think that's New International Living Bible. I don't remember which. But it's like, okay, the reverence for God also includes obeying God, you know, doing what God has said. And, of course, I've taught on it. Randy has taught on it, that there is a protection from the Lord in being obedient to him. And it's not that God allows, it's not that he just removes his hand and allows things to happen or brings things upon us. He doesn't. But we can step out from under his protection by and open the door to the enemy by not obeying God, you know. And sometimes in a situation like that, like I said, whether it's trying to thinking, okay, if I fast a week, it'll change this situation. When we have disobedience in our life that needs to be corrected, and that God's saying, you know, if you will obey me, you know, I will move on your behalf, but I need your obedience. I need you to agree with me. I need you to work with me. And even though I think God still does honor our sacrifice, it may or may not necessarily change the situation because we have issues that need to be dealt with. Same with unforgiveness. And I don't want to get off the context that I'm speaking about tonight, because it really is about going through tight places and coming through them. And I've been through times in my life that I went through extremely difficult times that it felt like there was darkness on every side, that it felt like there were challenges on every side, that it didn't seem like I could find the light. You know, sometimes you're looking for the light of God and there's so much darkness, sometimes it can almost seem like it's hard to find the light. But it is there. God is with us. And ultimately, for me personally, when I was going through those things, I found the light of God within my own belly, so to speak. Within, it says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And, of course, they actually say that your belly is like the center of your spirit, you know, that your spirit like resides, that's where the Spirit of God resides. And, you know, we say God is in our heart, and he is in that sense. But out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. And I can remember times of just wadding up, you know, just wadding up in a ball on the couch at night and just praying when I would be alone, you know, and just praying and be like, Holy Spirit, you know, I need you. I need you. I need to know you. I need you. I need to sense you. And would literally, physically feel like the light of God. It was like I could feel Holy Spirit in the very depth of my being. Like, here I am. Here I am. I'm with you. And you have no idea how comforting that is. To know that regardless of what's going on, whatever is happening on the outside and even maybe on the inside, you know, if there's health issues and things like that, things that are surrounding you and things maybe that are in your body, that God is with you, that Holy Spirit, you know, particularly if you're spirit baptized, and I encourage every single person to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. If you have friends or church, someone that's around you that's already spirit baptized, even that can pray with you, and it really does help. You don't have to have someone praying with you to receive Holy Spirit, but it does help, I think. You know, if you have those that are spirit filled around you, praying with you and speaking in tongues around you as they pray with you to help you receive, it's precious. It's precious, but it truly makes a difference in your life as far as hearing God, as far as the gifts and all being activated in a whole new way. You know, the word said, you know, after Holy Spirit came upon them, then they were endued with power from on high. So I encourage all of you, if you have not received the gift of tongues and baptism of the Holy Spirit, to really check that out and speak to the Lord and to go after all that God has for you. But in those tight places, in those places that are pressing, to find and to become so aware that God is with you, that God is truly with you, that he's in every sense right there inside you and with you and never leaving you no matter what goes on, is such a comfort and brings a sense of security unlike anything else. But, you know, the word says, in a multitude of wise counsel, there is safety. There is safety. And now I'll be honest, if you have a multitude of wise counsel around you, then I congratulate you and say, way to go, that's awesome. I don't know if at any time in my life I have ever had a multitude of people that I could trust and go to and felt like I could truly depend on in that sense. You know, most of the time if I had one or two, maybe three at the most, I did go to them and felt very blessed to have those people in my life. But the word does say, in a multitude of wise counsel, there is safety. So if you have prayer warriors or people around your life, mentors in the sense, and I'm talking not just any kind of mentor, but I'm talking about spiritual mentors, an apostle, a prophet, you know, different ones like that, a pastor, a teacher, or just a good spirit-filled friend, when you're going through times, to have someone to pray with you can really, really be uplifting and strengthening. And just have a good friend you can confide in that sense. But I would say be during difficult times to keep your circle very, very small, very tight and led by God is extremely important. It's extremely important. I have found that God more times than not has led me to keep my mouth shut around most. And not to voice a lot of things that were going on. And it has been for my safety and my good that God has led me in those ways. But I thank God for the times that he did have people in my life. And sometimes they were temporary. You know, it wasn't always people put there that were long-term people that were there to pray or to, you know, lay hands on and pray or to go sit with. And talk with and have a meal with or something like that, that is very comforting. And it's helpful. You know, it's helpful and an awesome thing to have people that are around you that you can depend on and you can trust and you can lean upon when you're going through difficult times. I know some, some apostolic voices, you know, that say that any minister should have someone that they're accountable to, like an apostle in their life. I don't know personally that that's absolutely necessary because I think there are seasons that people don't have anyone like that. You know, I don't know that Randy has anyone like that. I don't know that he does. I know he has had at times in the past. But I don't know that he has anyone now other than, you know, his PGN family that pray for him and love him. But not particularly an apostle in his life that I know of. But it's a good thing. You know, it's a good thing if you have that available. But there will, I think that most people go through seasons that they do walk alone in the sense of people, that they walk alone. But it, all that said, it just goes back to leaning on God and finding that intimacy with him and finding that, that secret place. You know, you go back to Psalms 91, that secret place with the Most High, under the shadow of the Almighty and under his wings, that it helps us to navigate through difficult times. And I would say during those times, not making hasty decisions and looking for confirmation there have been, you know, there's been times that I didn't have a confirmation from others, and I really had to just be led by the peace of God. But the Word says that Holy Spirit is our guide, and He guides through peace. And being very aware of, as quote, as someone say, your gut feeling, which is really just Holy Spirit within you guiding you, but people call it the gut feeling. I know even yesterday for Easter, 2 or 3 weeks ago, some friends, there's some friends that we have known from years ago, and I mean like 40-something years ago, but had not been around them in a long time. One thing, we didn't live close to one another. And now we're a little over an hour from them. And anyhow, Jeanette called and invited us over for Easter to come eat lunch with them with some other friends and whatnot. And I said, sure, you know, I'll cook some things and we'll come. And then yesterday, I've been having a lot of problem with my right knee. It hurting, and it kind of wears me out to be on my feet some. And just some various things going on. And yesterday I was kind of like, oh, God, I don't know. I don't know that I feel like doing this, you know. And actually wrote out a text to send her to say, you know, we're going to take a rain check, hon, and whatnot. But then after I wrote it, I thought it didn't quite feel right. It was like, no. And so I erased it there and called her and just told her, I said, I'll make a banana pudding and a squash casserole and what time you want us to be there, and just went ahead and moved forward with it. Well, after I did that, then I had that little feeling on the inside of, you know, that confirmation of yes. You know, I call it kind of a little happy feeling, but that little feeling on the inside of yes, this was right. And I'll have to say we went, and my husband knows them as well. I had been around them more, but had an absolutely wonderful time, and it was so enjoyable watching my husband just fellowship with the men and with Bob, and he just had a delightful time. And we visited, I don't know, about 4 hours, which is long for me. I'm usually like an hour and a half, 2 hours, I'm ready to go. But we visited for the day, and when we left, my husband told me, he said, I'm so glad that we went. He said, I had such a good time. It'll pop up on my computer and get rid of this. But I knew, you know, and that made me happy. But I knew that when I had deleted that text and had went ahead and went, that it was the right thing to do because I felt it. You know, I felt it on the inside that, you know, and God has been leading me here lately to have some restful times and to have some fun times, to have some recreation and such, because we have gone through such, you know, long periods of lots of work and lots of serious things and you know, legal things, a personal thing and another. And God uses those things. You know, recreation is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. And there are times that God will, you know, I know sometimes we can tend to think, well, I just, you know, if I just prayed another hour longer, if I fasted 2 more days, and sometimes God will say, one thing that's going to help you get through this is some joy in your life and some relaxation in your life. And I promise you, this is word of the Lord here. This is truth. You know, that God will say, you need to get out and have some fun, and you need to get some relaxation. And I could tell when we came back from Fredericksburg, I could tell that my heart was lighter and that I felt, you know, I felt more joy, I felt more rested, I felt more hope. And then the same with yesterday, that it was such a joy just to get out and visit with some people, and even some of them that we didn't know, others there that we didn't know, and just get to fellowship and have some fun. And that God was in it. And I knew when I accepted it and when we went, that it was like God's stamp of approval was on this. And the Lord, when we're going through difficult things, He will instruct you very often to get out and have some fun. You know, nothing ugly, nothing bad, you know that. But to get out and have just some recreation and some enjoyment, go fishing, go hiking, you know, get on your get in your kayak and go kayaking or whatever the case. you know, but get out and have some enjoyment to let your heart soar, some to let your heart relax and let your mind relax. Because the more you're relaxed, the more you're at peace, the more you're going to hear the Lord. And that's just absolutely the truth. That if your mind is filled with clutter, if your mind is filled with the cares and the worries of the world, and your spirit's in a turmoil, it's going to be hard to hear God. And so these, you know, all of these are things that will help you navigate through tight places. Anyhow, it looks like I've about used up my time here on talking. Didn't really mean to. But anyhow, I'm just gonna stop right there. I will say the joy of the Lord is our strength. And so we want to find that place in God that we just find our joy and stability in Him, knowing that God is leading us, that God is with us, that He'll never leave us. Find time to have that alone time with Him, to have that time that He can speak to us. But also find time that we drop all of the cares. For me personally, and I think for many, getting out in nature and just enjoying what God has created, and let God refresh your heart and refresh your soul to bring refreshing where you can just relax and hear Him some. All of those things are important. Wise counsel, the Word, if He leads you to fast, keeping your circle tight and utilizing, you know, the prayers and friendship of those that you can trust that are godly people that do have the wisdom of God on their life. And if you don't have any, then lean on God. Lean on God. But many times the Lord will lead you. You know, He'll lead you to those, or even if it's just a prayer line somewhere. I mean, I've done that in years past too, when I had no one, called into prayer lines, you know, and got prayer, because prayer works. All right. I'm going to play another song here and write down the rest of these numbers right quick. We've had more people call in while I've been talking. So, all right.
I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Again, just who I am, because I need to know. You'll have every failure, God. You'll have every victory.
Like it had a little bit of static there. Wonderful song, though. All right, well, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for each and every one that's called in tonight, Lord, those that are listening. And, Lord, I just speak a blessing over them, and, Lord, I speak release. Lord, areas that people have felt bound up, that they have felt chained, that they have felt trapped. Lord, they have felt like they couldn't move forward. Lord, that you would bring a release for them. But you said that you came to set the captives free. So, Lord, as the word says, whom the sun sets free is free indeed. And, Lord, I speak freedom and release and the ability to move forward in you for all your children, Lord. Father, I speak healing, wisdom, and direction. And, Father, we just thank you for your great love. I thank you for your great love. Lord, I thank you for being with us and never leaving us. Lord, that you are the wisdom and the light, your grace and mercy and love. And we so honor you and we so thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. All right. First caller here, 502-548.
Hello, Greg. How you doing?
I'm okay. I'm all right. How are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty well.
Oh, that's good. That's good. You sound like you're maybe a little better than you were last time I talked to you. You were pretty down last time I talked with you.
Yeah. So God's been good. He's done what he does.
Yeah. True.
New job's going well. I've been on it for 2 weeks. Yeah, a lot of favor, and it's going very well.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anything on your heart you're wanting to share or anything in particular you want prayer about?
I'm absolutely wide open to whatever the Holy Spirit's got to say.
Okay. Well, Father, thank you for Greg, and Father, thank you, Lord, that he does have a heart, Lord, just to, Lord, to be carried by you. He has a heart, Lord, just to, Lord, put up his sails and let you carry him, Lord, that where you will, where you have planned, Lord, where you have laid out the way for him. Lord, as you said, you go before us and you make the crooked places straight. And, Lord, that you surround us with your love. You surround us, Lord, with your goodness. And that we, and as you've gone before us, you're also behind us, Lord, is saying, you'll hear a voice behind you that says, this is the way, walk ye in it. And Lord, that Greg has been doing his best to walk ye in it. He's listened and he's prayed and he's stood and he's, Lord, tried to find your wisdom and tried to find your will, Lord. And in the process, Lord, he's been sowing seeds along his path, Lord. He's been sowing and sowing and sowing, Lord, and planting. And Father, he is beginning to reap, Lord. He is beginning to reap the harvest of seeds that he's sown. And Lord, places that he's been faithful, Lord, even when there seemed like there was very little return for it, that he's continued to sow. And Lord, I just thank you, Father, that that in places where the ground has seemed very difficult to sow, has seemed hard, that the places that the ground seem hard and it's like, I don't know if this seed is going to take. I don't know if this seed is going to take root and it's going to produce. Lord, that he's walking into now, Lord, finding more fertile, more receptive soil, Lord, than he has in times past. And Greg, I just see you like you're in a garden, and I see you beginning to harvest a little here and a little there. And God just saying, keep planting, son, keep planting, keep sowing, keep sowing. Even the places where you might think that I don't know, is this ground going to be too rocky? Is this ground going to be too hard? Continue to sow. Continue to plant. Continue to do good. Continue to pour out love. Continue to speak encouragement. Continue to be a man of honor. Continue to be a man of integrity. And so, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for reward and harvest coming to Greg, Lord, that our whole harvest doesn't ripen at once. We harvest a little here. We harvest a little there in each fruit, so to speak, has its own time of maturing. But, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for encouraging him, Lord, for bringing joy into his life, Lord, that he will find his joy again. Father, he'll find that level of joy that's not forced, Lord, that joy that bubbles up, that he'll find that joy again, Lord, that's that bubbling up joy, that's just that natural joy of the Lord, and not necessarily always. We certainly can train our mind to be positive. I mean, that's part of adulthood, that's part of maturing in God. We learn to cast down vain imaginations. We learn to train our mind to receive and to grab hold of positive thoughts to keep our hearts. But then there's that joy that just comes bubbling up at times. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you do have that for Greg ahead. Lord, you do have those things for him that's not all business, that's not all hard, that doesn't seem like he's having to push doors open and doesn't feel like he's having to struggle. Lord, that not everything is going to be, I feel like I'm having to work at this so hard to make things go forward. But, Lord, those times that it is that abundant harvest and the joy of the Lord bubbling up in him again, Lord. And, Father, I thank you for bringing healing to him, for bringing healing to him in the natural and physical, but also bringing healing to his heart. And, Father, helping his mind to release things that tend to capture his thoughts, that tend to pull him back and mull over things maybe that are beyond his control. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for blessing him and for keeping him, and Lord, just for surrounding him with your joy and your love and letting him know, Lord, that you're with him always. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, is there anything in particular that you want to discuss or anything particular you wanted prayer about or anything just on your heart before at the moment?
Yeah, but the lot of the stuff you said was really spot on, evident. I mean, the starting to harvest, it really felt like that kind of resonated with, you know, some of the stuff that's going on with my job and, mm-hmm. and for lack of a better word, massive increase in compensation and then the incredible potential for the incentives and performance bonuses that come with it.
Yeah. That's awesome. But, I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah, and it just feels like I've been, you know, the last couple of jobs, I worked really hard and wasn't really seen or appreciated, at least to the effect of where they saw the impact I had on the business to effect were was no performance incentives, or they set them at such a level that they were almost unreachable, which is not doesn't happen often with me. There's typically, I would not say that, you know, a performance incentive would be unreachable, but some were either just non-existent or quite unrealistic. So it's like I put in all this work for the last 3 years and just really didn't get anything for it other than, you know, base salary, which was less than I'd received in quite a few years. And it's just like the way that this job came about and everything and the compensation package they offered is, but God.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You know, it's, and I've been blessed with a tremendous boss, one who did the very job that I do and did it very well. So I have a lot of confidence and respect for him because he knows this job inside and out. He did it for several years, and he was one of the most successful in the company in that position. So, you know, he's a great coach, great leader, and he and I think very, very much alike. So
that's always
Yeah, it's like a long-time answered prayer that even those jobs that filled in the gap, so to speak, I believe that God's hand was in it. You know, for, rather than being unemployed or just being in a job that I absolutely hated, which or that just absolutely grinded my soul to bits, which the last three all kind of went that way. But each time God had pathway, and this one seems to be like it just really hits that it's this was the one that was coming. You know, not that I necessarily had to pay my dues or it's just timing that the company's in a better position than it was, you know, 3 or 4 years ago. Staffing people that I would answer to would be different. And it's all the things that had to come into place before I got placed here.
And many times, you know, I've said that before, many times it's not always just us. It's the people that surround the situation that God has to, you know, those things have to come together.
Yes. Exactly. So, yeah, it just kind of seems, I don't know if I'd so, yeah, it seems pretty evident that there were other things that had to come into place before this job could come into place.
Right. That, like I said, that's tremendous. That's awesome. Well, I'm so happy for you. I know you had been through it with jobs and to get someplace where not only have the financial part of it, but to have people that you can enjoy and people that you respect and stuff, that's just
right.
That's great. I'm glad it's going good. So that's awesome.
Yeah, it's good. God, I feel like God's been good. So.
That's awesome. Well, that's a good deal. All right, hon. Well, thank you for calling in. Thank you for waiting.
Thank you.
Yeah, good to talk to you again.
Thank you.
You have a great week.
You too.
Good night. All right, 828-442. That was Miss Jennifer. Hello.
I'm doing really well.
We're good. I'm glad you're well. Anything on your heart tonight you want to talk about or wanted to share?
I'm really excited to hear what the Holy Spirit says tonight. He's been, he's bringing a lot of healing and wholeness. I'm just curious as to what he has to say.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, let's just pray for you. Father, I thank you, Lord, for Jennifer. And I just almost immediately heard stillness, that God's had you in a, you've been in a place of stillness here for a little while. Not that it's been a long time, but that stillness. I just heard he's had you in a time, and even at this moment, get you in a place of stillness. And I just sense like you're being prepared for some kind of new beginning in your life. And Father, I just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the new beginnings. Lord, we thank you, Father, that we go through seasons and we go through seasons of change. And Father, sometimes there's times almost like when we you know, like on our car when we put in the, oh, what do you call it, the little thing where we're going somewhere and maybe we take a different route than what the GPS would try to take us, and it's going recalculating, you know. And sometimes in life we're going directions and we might think, okay, this is the right way to go, or this is a better way to go. But I don't know about you, but sometimes I have to just pull over and be still and get my map out, you know, to find my way. But, you know, sometimes God pulls us into a place of stillness and says, you know, I've got a new direction. I've got something new that I'm bringing into your life. And that's just what I'm sensing. It's just I'm sensing that you're in a place. You've been for a little while here. You've been in a place of stillness. But I sense God preparing you for some sort of new beginning, some sort of new thing in your life, something new, a new direction, a new beginning, a new stepping out in some way in your life. You know, and when God opens those doors, or when God says step forward, then our part is to move with him, you know, is to move forward with him and stay in timing with God. So, Father, I just thank you for Jennifer, Lord, that she has a heart to obey. She has a heart, Lord, to be in the right place at the right time with you. Lord, she has a heart to be obedient. She has a heart, Lord, to fulfill the destiny that's on her life. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for her prayers that availeth much. The word says the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. Lord, that her prayers for those that she loves, her prayers for those that she cares about, Lord, that her prayers availeth much. They do availeth much. And so, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for using her, for using the compassion, Lord, that you have put within her that's on her life. Lord, that as she has gone through difficulties, as she has gone through times that has taken some things years of healing, sometimes years of, for lack of a better word, soul searching, of, Lord, letting you peel things out of her life and peel mindsets out and Lord, revealing things, because we have to see things sometimes that's in there, all of us. We go through things that God has to reveal things, and we have to be willing to see it and then willing to let God deal with it and let him bring the healing and you know, get rid of those, anything that's, you know, when, like if someone gets shot and they have a bullet, that bullet has to be removed and then things can heal, or a thorn in the place, you know, you have to get that sticker burr out before the pain quits. So there's things that have to be removed before the healing really comes. And you've allowed God to do that, and God is still working. But, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the healing in her life, and, Lord, the compassion that it has grown, not only birthed, but grown and increased in her life. And, Lord, that the sensitivity that is in Jennifer, Father, because as she has gone through things, as she has become, as she knows what it's like, then sometimes she becomes very sensitive to recognize those same symptoms in others and say, oh, I know what I'm looking at. I'm seeing rejection here, or I'm sensing where there's been abuse, or where there has been abandonment in any number of things, that it becomes, because we've walked through things, that it becomes familiar. You know, that we see that and we recognize it. And it's like, I know what I'm feeling. I know what that is. I'm sensing it on someone else. And those prayers are so very effective in seeing people be set free and seeing people healed and seeing things change in life, because those places where we've had some of our greatest trials and we have overcome will end up most often being the places of the greatest anointing on our life, to see others healed in those same places, in those same areas. Our greatest battles, they lead to the greatest oil. You know, where there's been the most crushing, there's the most oil in those very places. So, Father, I just thank you for Jennifer. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for all of the things you've been doing and all the things that are yet to do. And, Lord, how you've been revamping and reworking and rebirthing and, Lord, bringing forth new things for her. And, Lord, that as you release her to step forward, Lord, that she is going to be well equipped and matured and ready to step out, Lord. So I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, and I speak a blessing over her life. Amen.
Amen. Well, that's spot on. That's spot on. Yeah, wow. Yeah. Wow, you just pretty summed up everything that's been going on in my life. I'm ready to step out in a new beginning.
I very much sense it.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah. Excited for you. You know, that what
Thank
God's
you.
Going to do. Yeah.
Yeah. I waited a long time, and I was thinking, how they say, I'm a photographer, and you know how they say, like, to be an expert in anything, you have to put so many hours into whatever that mm-hmm. is, and I feel like he's definitely qualified me, a lot of trials and just heartache and stuff like that. So I've put a lot of hours in, and I'm just getting ready for him to use all that. So,
right. I understand.
Yeah.
There is some truth into, paying your dues is not really the right way to put it, but there is some truth in that thought process.
Mm-hmm.
We walk through things.
Yeah.
So. You know, the word says even Jesus learned obedience through the things he suffered. So, goodness, if the Lord did, certainly we do too.
Well, I give him all glory for it. Yeah.
God is good, for sure. He's so patient with us. I know he's listening. Well, honey, is there anything that you wanted to pray about in particular?
I just, during your prayer time, just keep the kids in your prayers. Helen actually has an opportunity to move here where I am.
Yeah.
And then Ashley's going through some things I'm kind of concerned about. So, yeah, I would appreciate that. But thank you.
Absolutely.
God bless you.
Yeah. Oh, God bless you too, sweetie. We'll be doing
thank
that.
You.
I'm glad that you're getting some opportunity to get your kids back around you some, and I know that'll be a great benefit to them to have mama close and mom's love and mama's prayers right there close with them.
Well, I'm praying that's part of God's restoration in my life. And
mm-hmm.
so, yeah.
I'm sure that's going to be a good thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you have a great week, hon, and it was good talking with you.
Thank you. Good night.
All right. Good night. All right, 614-432. Who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Hey, praise the Lord. This is Deborah calling from Ohio.
Oh, hi, Deborah. I think I've talked to you before. It's just been a while.
Yes, ma'am. It certainly has.
Yeah. Good speaking with you. All right, was there anything on your heart you were wanting to share, sweetie? And
I'm just also open just to hear what the Spirit has to say.
No. Okay. Well, God bless you, hon. Oh, hey, Father, I thank you for Deborah. I thank you for Deborah. And I'm immediately, reminded of that there was, in the Word of God, there was a prophetess named Deborah in the Word of the Lord, in the Word of God. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for even the anointing that's upon this Deborah, Lord, the anointing in the word of wisdom, Lord, that moves in her life. I mean, I feel Holy Spirit. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that even she has walked through, Lord, she's walked through places that were hard on her feet. Lord, she's walked through places that were tight places, as I was talking earlier, places that have not always been easy. But Father, that she has seen your salvation. She has seen your hand move on her behalf. Lord, she has seen victory come and your keeping care. Lord, she has seen you deliver her and keep her and bring her out of things that only you could do. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that there is an anointing, that the oil of anointing is on her life, Lord, that the oil flows. Like I said, the oil flows from your life, Deborah. And Father, I thank you for wisdom in her life. Father, I thank you, Lord, for that heart to share with others, that heart to, I see like a gentle guidance that comes from you, that I don't know if you counsel others, you just pray with others. But it's like I see a gentleness about you, like a gentleness of your spirit with other people, that you have that it's like a motherly, nurturing type spirit and heart about you. But I see you praying with others, talking with others. I see you talking with others, but it's in like that motherly way of gentle, caring counsel, that others are receptive to you, that others, that you're very palatable, you're very digestible for others. I mean, and meaning others can receive you well, because not everyone is well received. You know, some people come off a little harsh, they come off a little coarse, or they're a little too blunt spoken. I know I tend to be pretty blunt myself, but that there's a way about you that others are able to receive from you. They might not always openly show it, you know, because sometimes people are just more to themselves. They might not always openly show it, but that you are an effective witness. Your prayers are mighty. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for provision for Deborah, Lord, providing for her in every way. Excuse me. And Lord, I just speak healing over her body and every part of her body. Lord, every part of her body, Lord, I just speak healing over her and restoration for her, Lord. And Lord, I'm just still getting like provision, which provision can be money, but it doesn't necessarily have to be money. It's just God providing what we need. Sometimes it can be someone to come fix something in the house that we need,
right.
You know, or somebody that gives us, you know, can work on our car, somebody to give us lift. A provision can be many areas. You know, it's not always just money. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for making provision for Deborah, Lord, and for the healing, Lord. And Father, for bringing those that as she pours out, as she's available to others, Lord, as she gives out to others, Lord, that there would be those that would encourage her and would hold her arms up, Lord, when she needs it. Lord, those that, Lord, bring the refilling for her. And Lord, I just thank you, Father, for refilling your vessel, Lord, for refreshing. Lord, for refreshing and renewing, Lord. Lord, your word says you renew our youth like an eagle's. But, Lord, just a refreshing in her spirit and in her body and her mind, Lord, just that refreshing and renewal, Lord, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. And, Father, I thank you for her, and I bless her in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen, amen. And I want to say thank you so much for that prayer, and I wanted to share with you just something that you had mentioned in the prayer. One thing you had said, that I went through places that were hard on my feet, and some months ago, the Lord showed me in a dream that I was walking with someone. Some lady, and I think her son was like preaching at this church. I really can't remember, but it was a path that I was on. It was very narrow, and the path had stones like rocks, but I didn't have any shoes on, and I was walking on those rocks of that path, and I just kept walking, but the rocks did not hurt my feet as I was walking on it. And as I continued walking, I looked to my right, and it was like a porch, and they had these shoes. They were like dusty looking, but they didn't have any strings in it. I don't, you know, like shoe strings in it. And I looked down at the shoes, and I was like, I was thinking in my mind to put those shoes on, you know. But I was saying, no, I don't need those shoes on. And I just kept walking, on that path of just those rocks, and that was the end of that dream.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I also wanted to share with you. We spoke about, you know, the gentleness in the realm of the spirit and the guidance and, you know, helping other people just for the love of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I know back in 2019, I heard the word HESA, and I had to begin to look that word up. And HESA meant God strengthened, and HESA also meant safe, stable, warm, domestic, motherly, support, compassionate, responsible, and a good problem solver who knows life requirements and adjustment along the way. So I wanted to share that with you.
That's neat. I wasn't familiar with that word. How do you
yep.
spell it?
It's spelled HESSA.
Okay, just like it sounds.
Yes, ma'am. This was back in 2019, and when you said that, I had to hurry up and get my journal out to find that too, so I can read that to you. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. So,
well, thank you. Yeah, thank you for the confirmation there. Appreciate it.
And thank
well,
you
honey,
so much. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is there anything in particular you were needing prayer about?
I just want. Could you lift up my my grandson? Now, I did not know. He graduated. Well, to my understanding, he's supposed to be graduating this year. And, you know, they said he was graduating. And now, yesterday, which I didn't know, I was hearing his mother, she didn't say to me, nor my son, said, well, he might be graduating. So I really don't know what's going on. And my grandson mm-hmm. got up his mom because she says, well, I don't know if he's going to graduate or what, you know. And, I you know, it hurt me for her to say that to him because I really don't know what's going on. But I just ask, you know, that you for prayer for my, you know, for my grandson, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this grandson. And, Lord, we just ask, Father, that, Lord, one, that you put your hedge of protection around him. Father, that you would just keep him and nurture him, Lord. Father, that he would be very aware of your love, Lord, that he would be so aware of you with him and working with him. And, Lord, that he would know that he can do all things through Christ that strengthens him. Father, and that any words of negativity, any words that would come against his future, that would come against his potential, Lord, that those words would just fall to the ground. And, Lord, that he would not receive those words. Father, that he would not let those words take root in his heart. But, Lord, know that he is called and chosen of you. And, Father, that, Lord, that, excuse me, that as he leans upon you, Lord, that he can excel in all things, Lord, that he's the head, not the tail, that he's above and not beneath, that he's blessed and not cursed. But, Lord, let him realize, and I just keep getting that, let him realize that he can do all things through Christ. Lord, that as he leans on you, as he puts his faith in you, his trust in you, as he calls on you, Lord, that if there's any place that has been a challenge for him, if there's any subject, Lord, that has been difficult for him to navigate, Lord, that you will help him and strengthen, Lord, you'd sharpen his mind, help him, Lord, in areas of recall. And, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the favor of God, Lord, the favor of God, Lord, that he would, that the favor of God would walk with him through life, Lord, and that you would open the doors for him that are God-chosen, that are places, Lord, that will be for his destiny, for his future, for his good, Lord, and shut those doors that are the wrong places for him, Lord. But, Father, I thank you, Lord, for putting people in his life, Lord, that would be able to nurture the Spirit of God there, that would be able to help draw him up higher and encourage him, Lord, and let him know that, Lord, that he was wonderfully made, that we're fearfully and wonderfully made, Lord, that you didn't make any mistakes where he's concerned, and, Lord, that he once again, I just keep getting that same scripture, hon, that he can do all things through Christ that strengthens him. Thank you, Father, for helping him and being with him, Lord, and Lord, that just help him excel in all things and to walk into his destiny of God, which is always good. Lord, that your plans for him are good and successful. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I greatly, greatly appreciate it.
Oh, you're more than welcome, sweetie. All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
And thank you. Bye-bye.
Good night. Okay, let's see. Okay, 405-779. How's Lucretia tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good, sweetie. I'm good. Thank you for holding. Thank you for waiting.
Oh, no problem.
Anything you want to share tonight? Anything on your heart?
Well, I do want to share. I believe I finally found a church home, so I'm back in church.
Oh, good, good, good. That's a huge step. That's a good thing. We're still looking, but that's wonderful.
Yeah, I'm glad.
It's always good. Yeah, to find that place that feels like home. That it's like, okay, this at least for this season, this is where I'm supposed to be. That's a and get to connect with those people that lift you up and that you feel something in common with. You know, that's great.
Yes, but I won't feel alone.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, good deal, good deal. All right, well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Lucretia. And Father, we just give you thanks, Lord, for helping her find, leading her and guiding her, Lord, to find her church home, Lord, a place where she can have people to pray with her and to stand with her and connect with her and find friendship and community, Lord, just to find divine encounters and divine connections, Lord. You know, to find some friends and just have some people that would have her back and just have that fellowship with others. Father, we thank you so much for that. We thank you, Lord, for that. Such a blessing, Lord. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for just continuing to advance Lucretia. Father, for it's just like I see you stepping up, like I don't know if that's like some kind of move, some kind of promotion, something, you know, certainly finding your church is good, but I see you like stepping up. I see you taking like a step up, God moving you up in some way. There's some kind of step up, it's just, you know, of course, a step up is taking you higher, but it's taking you forward. But I mean, that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing you you're putting your foot on a step and you're taking a step up, which is a good thing. And Father, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, for increasing Lucretia. Father, I thank you, Lord, for those higher places, for those higher callings, Lord. I thank you, Father, for those places of increase in her life. Father, we walk through the low places. We go through the areas that are places of growth that we go through that are, you know, when you go through the valley and stuff, there's usually great growth. There's a lot of, you know, the valleys, there's rich soil and growth. But as we step up, you know, as we're going up the mountain, then there's a different perspective that we get. You know, when we can see the distance, and just that feeling of accomplishment that we have. And as we conquer the mountains, so to speak, as we move higher, you know, when they went into the promised land, Caleb, he said, Lord, I want the mountain, even though some of the giants lived up in there. He wanted that high place. He wanted that place of like conquering, you know, even in the natural, like when they had battles, you know, the high place was the place that you couldn't be conquered because you could always see your enemy coming, you know, whether it was the Indians or just wherever, you know, in battles, they would seek for that high ground because from that high ground they could defend themselves, they could defend that territory. The enemy couldn't ambush them from the high ground. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for that place of increase, that place of advancement, that place of stepping up in Lucretia's life, Lord, that she is going up another step, Lord, that she's going up to a higher place. And, Lord, that Lord, she's going to find that joy and that contentment, that satisfaction, that sense of accomplishment, Lord, in this higher place, Lord, that you're the one, that you take us up higher, Lord, as we walk things out, as we're faithful, as we're obedient, Lord, as we continue to pray, we continue to believe, we keep believing on you, and, Lord, we do advance, we do go up. But, Father, I just thank you for it, and I bless LaCrecia in your name. Amen. I don't know what that has to do with, and it may have to do with many things, but that's what I was just seeing was see you taking a step and literally stepping on a step so that you were going up like another rung higher. Another taking a step up. So thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. I receive it in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Yeah, those are always good places of conquering. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anything you want in prayer about, hon?
Just God would just really help me once and for all to get rid of the spirit of fear. I've been having anxiety really, really bad for the past couple of months, and I just really need that to be broken off of me. So I'm asking God to help me with that.
Absolutely, hon. I have dealt with that myself at times and through life, different things going on, and it's an enemy of God. Father, I thank you, Lord, for Lord, I just come against the spirit of fear in Jesus' mighty name, Lord, that fear is a liar. There is a song that says fear is a lie, is a liar, and it is. Lord, that she belongs to you. She is kept by you. She is protected by you, Lord, that she is a child of the living God. And, Lord, that she has nothing to fear. That I just speak, Lord, the Prince of Peace over LaCrecia. Lord, that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And, Lord, that she will sense and feel and know that she is secure in you. Lord, that nothing can by any means harm her. Lord, in Psalm 91, and I would suggest, sweetie, even reading that out loud to yourself two or three times a day, the 91st Psalm, to know that as you draw close to the Lord, that you are hidden in that secret place with God, that you are under his wings, that he covers you, he keeps you. There's actually a book about the 91st Psalm. I'm trying to think what that lady's name is. That has a book on it. Let me see. I actually have that book. I haven't finished reading it yet. It's called Psalm 91, God's Umbrella of Protection. It's Peggy Joyce Ruth. You can actually Google that and find it. It's cheap. I don't remember if it's $10, $12. Really great teaching on it. But, Father, just thank the Lord for Peggy Joyce Ruth, R-U-T-H.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, it's cheap, but it's really good teaching, and it's a breakdown of all of the Psalms of, you know, the passages of Psalm 91. But, Father, thank you, Lord, for helping LaCrecia, Lord, to catch those thoughts, and the thoughts bring on feelings, Lord, that every time the thought, a fearful thought comes, that you will catch it, and Lord, just say even out loud, that's a lie. I'm loved and kept by God. I belong to the Lord. And that she will switch her thoughts back to that feeling and that knowing and just that truth of the Word of God, that you know the plans you have for her to do her good and not harm, to give her a hope and a future. Lord, that you'll never leave her and you'll never forsake her and that you love her and that she will find that place of security in knowing of how very much she is loved, how very much she's loved, Lord. And that your angels are with her, that your angels are always around her. They're always there. They never, ever leave. They're with her every second of her life. And, God, that you are within your eyes are ever on her. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, that fear has no power over her. She will not focus on fear, Lord, that she will focus on love. She will focus on the love of God. And, Lord, as she focuses on the love of God, it said, the Lord says that fear, love casteth out all fear. Love literally throws it out. And it's in knowing how much we are loved by God and that he's always with us and that he's all-powerful. There's no battle between God and the devil. The devil is defeated. And that we are seated in high places with the Lord. and that you are his. So, Father, I just speak that love of God over Lucretia, Lord, that she will be so aware of how much you love her and that you're with her and that you're never going to drop her. You're never going to turn her loose. You're never going to let her go. She's yours. She is yours. Thank you, Father, that perfect love, which is the love of God, casteth out all fear. And we speak it and decree it in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
You are more than welcome, hon. Okay. Well, God bless you, sweetie, this week. I'm happy for you with your new church and know that that'll be a great blessing to you.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it, and God bless you as well.
All right. Good night, sweetie.
Good night.
All right, 405-934, I believe this is Autumn.
Yes, this is Autumn. Hello.
Well, good to have you tonight, sweetie. Glad you're here. Anything you wanted to share tonight? Anything on your heart?
Nothing to share.
Okay, all righty. I always want to ask, and just to make sure, because as I've said before, the things y'all have to say is every bit as important as the things I have to say. So, all right. Well, Father, I thank you for Autumn, and Father, thank you, Lord, that you, like your spirit has been hovering around him. I just like sense, Autumn, that the spirit of God has been like hovering around your life and just almost feel like the wind of God like circling your life, going round and round you. And God uncovering things and making you aware of things and speaking to you and it's like I see God has been like tearing down some walls, tearing down, you know, removing some things that maybe have been barriers for you, things that have been obstacles to some degree. You know, sometimes there's even mindsets we can have that keep us from seeing all the truths of God or keep us from receiving all that God has for us. Because we can go through things in life that hurt us, you know, things that hurt, and we build walls. But see, a lot of times the walls we build up to protect ourselves from other people can be the very same walls that keep God out too, in a sense. It's not that God can't, but it's like it keeps us keeps us from receiving from the Lord sometimes. Because we've put up walls trying to protect ourselves, and we don't need any walls where God is concerned. But sometimes it takes a while for those things to be broken down and removed. Because, you know, where the Lord's concerned, we want to just be an open book with him and him just be able to pour in us and us just receive of him. And because everything he's got for us is going to be wonderful. It's going to be good. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that you've called Autumn, Lord, to be the head and not the tail. Lord, you've called him, and I've seen this with you before. I was like, I just said, like a call to lead that, the Lord would have you, the place he's taking to be a place to lead, you know, one to be more of an example, one to be more of a mentor, one to be one to help, you know, one in a place of leadership to help others, you know, that as God who brings you up, as God elevate you, as God trains you and God works in you, that God would use you in places of leadership. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for integrity in Autumn. And Lord, I thank you, Father. It's like I sense some kind of creativity in you. You know, there's all different kinds of arts. I mean, there's actual art, there's music that's art, there's writing that's art, there's, you know, when you say the arts, that covers a multitude of things, but I sense some type of creativity in you. I'm not sure what it is. But you know those wonderful gifts that God puts within us, those talents and things. When God gives those, they're actually there to be used for the kingdom of God. You hear so many, just like to say Elvis Presley, that he started out as a little boy singing in church, but then as he got in the world, then he ended up getting in, you know, singing for the world and other things, and eventually got in drugs and things like that. But see, those wonderful gifts that people have, they're actually there for God. They're there to be used by God and for the kingdom of God. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, as you reveal the things that you have planted in Autumn, the things that you have put within them, Lord, as those things become become activated, as they become known to him? Because there's, sometimes you'll have giftings that until you get to a certain, until you start trying to use them, you know, there's sometimes you can have places that if you've never done it, you know, if you've never tried to draw and suddenly you try to draw and say, hey, I'm good at this, you know, that those things are basically uncovered. Because sometimes we can have talents and we can have giftings that because we've never tried that yet, we don't realize that we're good at it. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for uncovering things in Autumn's life and revealing things. And, Lord, just bringing him up, just, Lord, protecting him and covering him, Lord, and revealing to him, Lord, the things, the man that you've called him to be, the things that his destiny, his calling, his purpose in life, and all of the good things that you have for him, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, for just continuing to grow him and enlighten him and to grow him in wisdom and understanding, Lord, and to connect him in those places and with those individuals that are key people in his life that will be help connect him in those places that are divine connections, that are God connections. Lord, I just bless him in Jesus' name. Amen.
You're welcome, sir. All right. Well, have a great day.
I have a prayer request. So
okay.
I was wondering if you can pray that God would deal with bad management on my job and for there to be a move of God amongst my coworkers on my job.
Yeah. You know, I can't really pray for God to remove bad management. I can pray that, like, hidden things come to light. You know, we just have to pray the word, so... Yeah, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for being with Autumn on his job and the places of work. And, Father, we just ask that we speak a blessing over that business, Lord. And, Father, we just ask that hidden things be brought to light. If there's areas that are needing correction, if there's areas that are needing changes, Lord, that you would just be in the middle of all of that, Lord, that you would be glorified, Lord, that there would be corrections brought where there needs to be. Lord, that the other people on that job, Lord, that you would be able to use Autumn as a witness to them. Lord, that they are, that when he would come in, Lord, that there would even be an atmospheric change in the sense that the presence of God, Lord, that people there would sense your presence, that they would become aware of you in a new way, Lord. And I would just say, Autumn, even pray when you go in to work, you know, if you have a minute, you may even have to go into the restroom, but to pray over the building, you know, pray inside the building, you know, just speak the word of the Lord in the building, you know, and pray over that place that, you know, just that that the Spirit of God just invade that place, that people would be drawn to the Lord, that they would just sense the presence of God. When the presence of God comes in, you know, light dispels the darkness. So sometimes we might even on our lunch break or something and just worship God and just the atmosphere of a place change, you know, because there can be, if there's people speaking a lot of bad things and demonic things or just evil things, then the Spirit of God can cleanse the place to a degree. It, you know, you can certainly do that with your home now, a place of business. You don't have total authority there because, you know, you don't own the place. But you certainly can change the atmosphere to some degree by just speaking the word of the Lord, just, you know, speaking scripture over it, things like that, and see God move. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for just working in that business, Lord, and having your way there. Lord, we just come into agreement that you would be glorified, that people would feel your presence, that people would be drawn to you, Lord, that there would be even conviction of the Holy Spirit, Lord, just that people would come to know you, Lord. And as people come to know you, then things change within their lives. And as people's lives are changed, then the way they do business changes, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, for making corrections and just changing hearts and drawing people to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. All right. You have a good week.
You do. Bye.
All right. I've got one or two new numbers here.
All right, let me see here. Okay, I guess one that was waiting must have dropped off. Okay, well, let me move here. All right, 402-214. How are you, Miss Sharon?
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. You sound good. Thank you.
Yeah. Anything on your heart you want to share tonight?
Health, you know, health in my body and soul, and mm-hmm. I need to pray for myself so I can help others.
Yeah.
My relationships.
Well, let's just pray for you. Father, I thank you for sharing. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for her heart to be a help, her heart to share and to give, her heart, Lord, to see other people come into healing and come into knowledge of God. And Father, just speak healing over her, Father. Lord, healing and restoration in her body. Lord, that you would just renew her youth like an eagle's. Father, those that wait upon the Lord shall walk and not faint, they'll run. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, for just renewing her youth, Lord, bringing restoration in every part, Lord, in all of her, in her joints, Lord, in her spine, in all of those places, Lord, that we tend to wear them out as we age, some injuries and various things just in life. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for just bringing renewal, for bringing refreshing, for bringing restoration, for bringing healing, Lord, for replacing all of those places that have been broken or torn or worn down, Lord, for just renewing it like her youth, Father. And Father, thank you, Lord, for just blowing upon Sharon the joy of the Lord, just blowing upon her, Lord, your breath of just a joy. Lord, of just a joy for her, Lord. The word says laughter doeth good like a medicine. And sometimes that's word. You know, so we might think, okay, it's, you know, how does laughing help? But the word says laughter doeth good like a medicine. So, Father, along with the restoration, I just speak, Lord, just the joy of the Lord, just the laughter of God upon her, Lord, that would just come upon her, Lord. And just lighten her heart, and Lord, it releases all of those good endorphins and all of those chemical changes in our body, Lord, that causes our body to begin to restore itself, Lord, because we're created for our bodies to heal. We're created for our bodies, certain things to regenerate, you know, like our skin and things like that. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for just blowing upon her, Lord, just the joy of God, Lord, that would just bring laughter, Lord, that she'll, that you would find even movies, books, anything, Lord, the things that would just bring great laughter to her and just tickle her funny bone, God. And Father, that there would just be a lightning of her heart, Lord, that some of the cares of this world would just fall away. And, Lord, that she'd just feel like she could just snuggle up in your embrace, God. Just snuggle up in your embrace and just feel your love and the lightness of belonging to you. Sometimes, when I know sometimes I have to just do that, of just feel like I'm just snuggled up in Father God's arms. And just like a daddy holds their little girl. Of just being snuggled up in God's arms, of thinking, you know what, those little 2 or 3 year old little girls, when Dad picks them up and they're just, you know, laid back in Daddy's arms, they don't have a care in the world. You know, they're not having to worry about bills, they're not having to worry about what other people think, they're not having to worry about what's going on in the world, or the finances and things like that. They're just resting in Daddy's arms. And sometimes we have to just envision that and just accept that that's the way we are with the Lord, that we belong to Him, that we are children of the living God. And we have to allow our minds to rest, and which helps bring healing, helps bring rest to our bodies. Because we can get so, even when it's, you know, even when it's some things that are good things, you know, like when we're concerned about others and wanting to do things for others, we can become so wrapped up in the need to and the have to and the, well, I should have, would have, you know, I should or I could have done that. Or, you know, we can get so wrapped up into that that it becomes like a constant burden almost, you know. And we have to find those places of release that we just give everything to God at times and you know, just rest in Him and say, God, you know, I do care about this person or I do care about this situation. I do care what's going on in our country. But we have to find times to just say, Lord, I'm just giving all of that to you and just rest in God and let and it helps. I mean, it helps every part of our body. It helps every part of our well-being and our emotions and the way we think and all of that. But, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for providing everything that Sharon needs, Lord, all of the finances she needs, the healing she needs, the friendships and relationships and connections that she needs, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for just surrounding her with your protection and your goodness. And, Lord, just let her home be filled with just the peace and presence of God, Lord, that it would just feel like a sanctuary to her, just feel like a sanctuary of peace. And I don't know if you ever put on worship songs, but sometimes just to turn on worship songs in the house and just let the house, the atmosphere just be filled with the worship of God. It's, you know, that can actually just bring a real peace, you know, just a presence of peace in a home too. And I don't know if you need that, but it really just brings a new atmosphere to us. So, Father, I just thank you for sharing in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You still there? Hello, did you mute yourself? Hello.
Yeah, honey, I'm here. I had
okay.
to get.
I saw that it showed you still on here, so.
Yeah. No, I can hear you, and I really appreciate it.
Sure.
I had to grab something and trying to waddle, barely walking. It's crazy, but Yeah, it's actually getting worse. So I'm gonna.
Oh.
Stay on top of it.
Okay,
but I appreciate prayers.
Yeah,
you're
breaking up a little bit every now and then, but okay. Well, you're
right.
More than welcome. Well, I hope you have a great week, sweetie.
You too, honey. Okay.
All right. Bye. Good night. Okay. All right. I think I got time for probably one more caller. 504-282. How's Miss Nicole tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, sweetie. I don't think I haven't talked to you in a little while.
I know it's been a while. I've been trying to catch you, but I always end up getting dropped. The call gets dropped, and I.
Oh goodness! Goodness. That's always aggravating.
It is. But
yeah.
I got you tonight.
That's great. Well, let's pray for you. Father, thank you for Nicole. And Father, thank you just for her love and the impact that she has on others. Immediately got that. Father, just thank you, Lord, for the impact that Nicole has on other people's lives. Lord, the impact of friendship and joy, that ability, Lord, just to bring encouragement and to bring, you know, to speak life to others. I just see you as a great encourager to others, even though you may or may not always realize you are. And I think some of that is your personality, and I think some of it that you do that purposely, that it's in you to be an encourager to others. And Father, thank you, Lord, for just using her, Lord, the compassion that's in her heart and that desire to bring light, into others' life. I just see like a joy upon your life, an ability to you know, where people are down, where people it's like I can see an ability within you that God uses you to, like, change the atmosphere within people to help when people are down, when people are maybe mad, just any number of things. I'll tell you what, I'll mute you right quick. Let me mute you right quick. You'll still be able to hear me. I just see the Lord being able to use you to, like, bring light to other people, and I'm not necessarily talking about even enlightenment, but, like, atmosphere changes so that it changes, like, the mood of people, that your presence of being able to bring joy and to, like, redirect thought, redirect conversations, redirect their thoughts, of being able to, like, change their moods and help people to embrace joy and embrace the positive. And I guess that's it. Like that great ability to be like a glass half full instead of a glass half empty. That you have that ability because you're that kind of person. But then you're also able to spread that. You're able to spread that encouragement. You're able to spread that joy. You're able to spread that positivity to where it's contagious to others. And that's an awesome thing. That is such an awesome trait and an awesome gift to have. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for increase for Nicole. Father, I thank you, Lord, for bringing increase, for bringing blessing in your life. It's like I sense that something has recently changed. Sometimes I sense that change is coming. It seems like I sense that something has already recently changed with you. Or is in the process of change, but it feels like something has already recently changed with you. So I don't know if there's been a move or a promotion, a job change, a new car, or whatever. It just seems like something has changed with you. But Father, I just thank you for Nicole, and Lord, I thank you, Father, for all of the wonderful attributes that you have put within her and giftings and calling and using her. And Lord, I just speak a blessing over her family. Of keeping them and nurturing them and protecting them in all the days to come. In Jesus' name, amen. Mom, can I have it?
Jesus' name, amen.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. Just out of curiosity, yes. I want to ask, have you had something change here lately?
Yes, actually in the workplace, a few things. So in the workplace, our department has been kind of shifted around a bit. So I did lose some help. I ended up losing some assistance that I did have to help meet my duties. I don't think I ever told you, but I'm a therapist. So you were spot on when you were talking about just it being an excellent encourage people.
I didn't know what you did.
So that's what you were picking up in the spirit. But, yes, it's always been my nature to be that way. But, yes, recently there's been some changes in our department where I work, and so the workload has changed. But I also switched supervisors, and so that's changed. There's some benefits to it. No worries, it's just rust, it's not poop. I'm sorry.
No problem.
There's some benefits and some drawbacks, but, overall I know God is going to work it for good. And, I'm just hoping that, increase comes out of this. So my workload has increased, but my pay hasn't increased. So, I hope God works that out somehow.
Absolutely. We wanted to speak it. Yes. Okay. All right, I was just curious. I'm it's 8:45, so I'm out of time. But I'm glad I got to you tonight, and I'm glad I got to talk to you a minute. So.
Me too. Thank you so much. It's always a blessing to speak with you.
You be blessed. God bless. All right, good
night. You too. God bless.
All right, I'm sorry. I've still got another caller or two, but I am out of time tonight. Randy has the log on about this time for his program at 9 o'clock, so. If you really need prayer, please call back into Randy's program at 9 and put your hand up and get into his queue. And God bless you. Have a great week. I love you. Good night.